At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, I'd say it's more on a serious note, Jake and Steve.
Okay.
It's a little bit more serious, but I think it's also something that the people need to know, and Steve's working with it.
Yes.
It's Rattlesnake Awareness Friday. Rattlesnake Awareness Friday. If you guys remember Rick McManigle, who was the one who was broadcasting the softball game from Bubba's Bar in Lynch, on his phone,
right,
for everyone.
Yes, I do remember that,
which was incredible. He got attacked by a rattlesnake last night in his cabin in Lazy River Acres.
Where's this at?
What's that? Just up by Niobrara.
Wow.
Yeah, he was attacked by a rattlesnake. Luckily, he had a water ski in his hand, fended it off, and then was able to kill it. And so there's rattlesnakes.
That's serious
stuff. Rick survived it.
Holy God.
Yeah, 7 foot. It was a 7 foot rattlesnake. I have a photo of it.
In Niobrara.
7 foot rattlesnake.
What did he fend it off with?
A water ski. He was putting his water skis away. Rattlesnake's there, lunged, blocked it, and then was able to dispose of the rattlesnake properly.
I wonder how he got it. I wonder how he killed it.
What's that? I don't know.
It's not easy to kill rattlesnake.
Not easy to kill, but he has the. Jeez. He was able to get it done. So it's Rattlesnake Awareness Friday, and people need to know that. In Nebraska, there's a lot of rattlesnakes.
There are.
There's a lot. People think, oh, they're not around here. Oh, yeah, there is. Yes, yeah. There is. People always say, oh, we're worried about the mountain lions. Try the rattlesnakes.
There's more of those.
So Steve's teaching some what to do when you've been cornered by a rattlesnake. He's doing that today in the bank. And Rick will be there to help talk through what happened to him live yesterday. So incredible.
He's already on hand. He's ready to talk about this already.
He's going to be there. He's going to be there to talk through it. So when people come in, they're going to have groups of 6. We're going to talk about if you get cornered by a rattlesnake, what do you do? So there's a lot of different.
That is fascinating.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
and so it's a serious note, but it's something that Steve felt was important once he got the information and he got a hold of Rick. So they're doing an educational program at the bank today for Rattlesnake Awareness Friday.
I mean, I'm not joking around when I say this. McManigle's is
Rick. Yes.
Coming on the show, not I wouldn't say now, but you already handled it. But to have him answer questions would
be nice to have him on the show. We'll have a call. We'll have him come down.
He fend it off, and how did he kill it? That's what I'd like to know. I know he used
a water ski to block it,
but how did he kill the thing?
I think it was with a hoe. I think, okay. but
ooh,
I've seen
still
this,
hard to do.
I've seen the size of it. It's 7 foot.
Hard to do.
This wasn't like one. That's a rattlesnake.
That's harrowing.
Yeah. Then also there's been some verbiage out there. When you get bit by a rattlesnake, you don't call 911. You immediately you go to a hospital. Yeah. You go yourself. You don't have time to sit and wait. And then they have the venom, whatever it is for you to be able to take. So you do get bit by one. It's not like, okay, I called 911. I'll sit here and wait this out. You got to go. Imagine that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now. It's
important question from Sean says, okay, we're talking about
rattlesnake awareness. Will there be one at the bank? Will a snake be at the bank at all or not?
They won't have a live rattlesnake, but they're going to have a simulator. They have a fake snake. He has a simulator. You can order him. He got it on Amazon last night, so it'll appear. It'll make the sound, have the rattle and everything, so you'll feel good about it. Yeah. So it's a good thing to know. Kids need to know this stuff.
That is incredible to me.
Yeah.
So I need this class because sometimes you play a golf course that says, hey, watch out for rattlesnakes.
Yes.
And I want to go get my ball and hit in the crap, but I don't want to get bit by a snake. I need the class
at the country club.
Yeah, the country club. Where I'm making salads BCC, for a low amount of money.
There's no snakes at BCC that I'm aware of. Now, if you go out west.
Right.
There's rattlesnakes.
Prairie Club, Valentine, snakes for sure.
You might have to drop your beer.
Yeah, put your beer down, Jake.
There's a
classic
there.
Example of hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, anything else in the text?
So what time does the classes start?
8:44. They'll run every hour. 8:44, 9:44, all the way through 3:44 is the last class. Okay.
McManigle.
Yeah.
These are classes of six people, you said. Six people per class.
Six kind of impromptu. He had to decide last
night.
He
did really quick. Imagine, whoop, blocked it with a water ski. Saved his life. Saved his wife's life.
An impromptu on Shinji's part to adjust whatever he had to. We're going to do this.
Yeah, he did. He had something already set up, and he goes, you know what? We got to save people. We got to save lives.
Have you guys, I can tell you this unequivocally, I've never encountered a rattlesnake.
I never have. I've seen some like on the road or something. I've seen some of the, where they get out.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know it's a rattlesnake? How do you know it's a rat? Well, do you hear the rattle?
What's that? The rattle?
Is that how you know?
That's a clue. Yeah. That would be a clue to
me. I saw one in Valentine at the Prairie Club, and it was eating a rabbit.
Okay. Now we know what we're up against.
So I said, all right, I'm not going to the tall stuff at the Prairie Club. Stay far away
from
that.
Saw the rabbit being eaten.
Yeah. It's about 6 years ago.
I've never encountered one, I don't think.
The rabbit just woke up that day in a good mood. Next thing you know, gone.
Eaten by a snake.
Yeah.
Weird to be eaten by a snake, too.
Would be, yeah. So anyway, thank you for Rick to show up for this event, Steve, to get this event going. And then thank you for Rick saving your family's life.
Awareness.
This is Awareness Day. Yes. At the bank.
It's an important day at the bank. Please stop by.
You'll see the rattlesnake simulator, which not many people have seen.
It's not a real snake.
It's not a real snake.
Don't be scared. Yeah. Not real.
God
fake
dang,
snake.
That snake thing's amazing. When I lived out in, what's the town, Jake, that where Duke lives?
Malcolm.
I lived in Malcolm when I was like in my early 20s. And there are two dudes I lived with out in this nice country house. And one day I was coming home, and there was a big bull snake. It was draped over the fence. I'm like, what the hell? And they killed it in the basement. It was in the basement. Right. I said, that thing was in the basement? There was a big bull snake in the basement.
Yeah, they freaked
killed
me
it
out.
And draped it over the fence.
Well, think about this one too. It got inside the garage very easily. The garage wasn't they can get anywhere. It's
hundo.
How many times have you heard of what are they like down in Florida? Well, we went to go to the bathroom, but there was a python in the toilet. Would that freak you out a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. How about that?
Yes, it would.
Yes, that would freak me out. Yeah. So this is awareness.
Last thing before we move on, IQ Crew says, I know school's not in yet, but if school was in, this would be a looping thing, wouldn't
they
it?
They would loop today, yes. That was brought up. Yes, thank you.
School's not in session yet.
Otherwise, Steve brought it up. He goes, I don't know what we should do. He goes, but do we hold this off and wait till we loop? And then it's like, I don't know. I don't think we can wait. You know, it's kind of like it's a big decision. So Steve made an administrative decision for all of FDIC today.
And I imagine he's happy that we're covering it on the radio.
Everyone's a little freaked out up there right now.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. But Rick's okay, and that's the important thing.
Yep.
And he will be announcing Husker softball once again from Bubba's Bar during the regionals.
In Lynch. Yes. during the regionals. Doing God's work up there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Fending off Ralph's. God's work.
Should be a great day at Midwest
Thank
Bank.
You.
Thanks for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text the show. I saw an interesting post yesterday about what three games define Nebraska season. I think we've discussed in the past what we think on the show are the ones. One post said Cincinnati, Michigan, and Iowa are the three games that define the season. I think we've all agreed on the show that USC is one of those in early November.
Yes.
Right? You push back on that sip or not?
I go Cincinnati, Michigan, and Iowa.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
You agree with the list here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have SC there instead of it. I would say
you have SC. I can't put them ahead of Iowa.
I know that here comes the pushback. Steve's going to push back hard on this like that, but it's kind of true. I mean, right now, Cincinnati must win.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I'm not pushing back on that.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not pushing back.
If there was a major upset and you're driving back from Kansas City with a loss, that would be it'd be horrific.
Over a long Labor Day weekend, about it.
Yeah, that would be horrific.
No, I'm not pushing back on that.
But I just
put Iowa over USC because it's Iowa, and Iowa's that vibe is, I don't know, the people push back.
It is over USC.
People push back on the rivalry talk. If it's not a rivalry, it's pretty close. So, I think those are the three. I think it's pretty defined. USC's a gigantic game.
It is. November.
Yeah, it's a huge
tone setter. If Nebraska's in the playoff conversation still, it's a massive game. Home game against USC.
Michigan, of course, if you win that, I don't know what would you say? If you win it, Michigan's a top 10 team in some people's eyes.
Yep.
It's a legitimizer, and then it gives you a ton of momentum.
Oh, it's a momentum changing, off the charts opportunity.
Yeah,
it really is.
This is not a hard exercise. I think those are the three games. I can't put USC at Iowa. Iowa's too big in this world. In our little world, beating Iowa.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You have lost 6 straight games to Iowa and Lincoln.
Oh,
you have lost 6 straight to Iowa and Lincoln. I don't know how that happened, but it did. It's happened. So you got to start beating them, especially at home.
Agreed. If you had the choice, can only win one. You win this would be a pushback on this. You only win one. We can only win one. Cincinnati or USC.
Oh, Cincinnati's a huge game.
Hey, I got to go Cincinnati.
I'd take USC. We can only win one of them.
Only
win one. That's it.
You don't know how the season plays out if you go 0-1 off the bat, though. I get the hypothetical.
Well, I totally get it.
And then that's a later game. Remember, buffoonery early gets erased.
Happens.
Buffoonery early gets erased in your head. The game, the incredible upset of Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame at home. Went away. It was early.
Because
it was like
they went to the finals.
There are some unknowns in that conversation. What if USC's not very good this year? Then it's not that bad.
I think no matter what, I agree with that. But, they're at least going to be decent.
I think
it's still USC. It's still Lincoln Riley.
They'll be decent.
It's at home. I'm just telling if it were me and someone said, we can only win one, you got to pick one. I'm going to take the home game. I'm going to take the home game over a national because the logo – you beat Cincinnati nationally. I'm going to tell you right now,
not a big.
No one really cares. This is the part about that where it's different is if you think the SEC in different areas have any knowledge that Nebraska's playing Cincinnati on Thursday night, they don't. That area of the country has no idea that game's.
They
going
might
on.
Know that night,
but everyone would know.
Arrowhead.
Everyone would know USC,
right?
And so as far as also. Even if SC came in here, whatever, at 3-3, whatever, it'd still be a bigger win on the national stage of what was going on.
Oh, I don't.
It's just agree. It's just a weird question.
I know it didn't go well in 07, but just think about how massive that was when Nebraska was playing USC and Lincoln. That was a huge. It's a huge event.
Oh, it was.
The season was not great for Nebraska, but in fact, USC came to Lincoln. That was a huge deal. It's a massive brand.
Yeah.
Can you pull up USC's schedule?
Yes.
Hang on,
Jake. This is always fun.
I got Lindy's here.
I'd like to be able to figure this one out right there. Kind of see where they're at.
Okay, I got it right here.
Thank you.
USC.
Jake, look at Jake. He's got it within seconds.
Yep. USC will begin the season with home games against Missouri State and Georgia Southern.
So you feel they're 2-0.
Then they will start Big Ten play at Purdue.
Should be a 3-0.
Home against Michigan State.
Probably 4-0. 4-0.
At Illinois in late September.
Huge tough game.
One. Monster. Tough one. Monster game.
Monster.
Okay. Home against Michigan.
Monster.
After bye week. At Notre Dame. October 18th.
Monster.
For sure loss.
For sure.
They'll lose. Okay.
Then they're at Nebraska after a bye week. November 1st.
So okay. I think they're coming in here at 5-2.
Yeah, two losses.
Or whatever, two losses. Yeah. So that would make the SC game a very big one, mm-hmm. especially if they had beaten a Michigan or they had beaten a Notre Dame, somewhere that it's like, okay, they come in here, it'd be a big deal.
They might be, yeah.
They closed with home games against Northwestern and Iowa back-to-back weeks.
Iowa at home?
Yep, Iowa and SC. At Oregon and then home against UCLA to close the season. So
their schedule's rough. That section, the way they say, what was the one right there before Nebraska was Michigan?
And so they Michigan, then at Notre Dame, and then a bye week, and then they'll play at Nebraska.
Tough.
And then home against Northwestern and Iowa, back-to-back weeks, and then at Oregon, home against UCLA.
And who was before Michigan?
At Illinois.
So the whole...
So their first four games are very light, though.
Yeah, then it gets rough.
The first two conference games are at Purdue and home against Michigan State. Games they should win. It should be 2-0 in conference play.
I'll tell you what. I mean, most schedules now that you see are rough. Nebraska, very manageable, but most schedules you see are just like, okay, that's pretty representable, I think, of what you see now. We'll see. Since the Cincinnati game just feels huge to me.
Oh, I think it is.
Just feels and it's at Arrowhead.
You don't need the woe is me here again.
It's a big party at Arrowhead, and it would be a big letdown loss. Obviously, it would work against all of the narrative that there's momentum in the program.
Cincinnati, Iowa, pick a win.
You
take Iowa every time. You only win one.
Yeah.
You take Iowa.
I think you got to pick Iowa.
You just said they haven't won here. They've won six straight.
Can I give you a sad stat per wet blanket right now?
On the blanket. Line? The blanket.
So we keep pointing out, and again, on paper, Nebraska's schedule this year is not difficult. It's a gettable schedule. Per wet blankets research, which I confirmed, Nebraska since 2020 in games not coached by Bill Bush, Iowa, 1-0 against Iowa with Bill. Nebraska's 3-18 against this season's Big Ten opponents since 2020.
So this year's
So since 2020, here's Nebraska's record against teams they're playing this season in the Big Ten. Nebraska's 0-3 against Michigan since 2020.
Okay.
They're 0-2 against Michigan State. They're 0-1 against Maryland. 0-4 against Minnesota since 2020. 2-2 against Northwestern.
0-4 against Minnesota.
0-1 against USC. 0-1 against UCLA. 1-0 against Penn State in that COVID year game, 2020. Mm-hmm. And then 0-4 against Iowa, except for the game that Bill won in 2022.
That's interesting.
3-18 against this year's
schedule. Interesting is one way to put it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wet Blanket. That's
the blanket.
It's good stats there.
Blanket and Travis worked on this together.
Concerning stats, but good stats.
0-4 against Minnesota.
Since 2020.
Tell you what, I watched a little bit of the Big Ten Network. I watched Minnesota. Once again, I'm like, looks like a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
Then I watched Maryland. Did not look like a Big Ten team.
They didn't?
They did not. And they were just showing the clips of them. I mean, they were good clips and everything. It just appeared small.
Hmm.
It appeared as if like their backers. It just didn't look. It didn't look like they
the
were.
The last time Maryland came in here, they did look like a Big Ten team.
Well, they won.
Yeah.
They won the game.
Beat Nebraska.
So they've dropped off a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. It just didn't appear. Now I will say you have to say, listen, it's just random shots. So did I get a great look at their O line? No, I didn't.
You have a discerning eye though.
But when I was watching it, I was like, this doesn't look the way it should.
Coach Locksley, by the way, I didn't think that appearance in Vegas was great. And if I was his AD,
it was odd.
If I was his AD, that whole Coach Locks lost his locker room last year, like kind of making light of it. Like, I don't make light of that. Are you joking around about losing your locker room? I'll have to put my desk in there this year.
He said that.
Yeah. Keep that. Let's not talk about that too openly. That's a damning statement. Makes us look bad. Don't do that.
There's a little bit to that.
Don't joke around about losing your locker room.
A little bit of honesty there, you know?
I like the honesty, like honesty, but he's kind of joking around about it.
I think there's
a fine line there.
When you talk about Nebraska, I'm not using the word trap games, but there's games that could cause major meltdowns.
A Maryland loss
would be a major meltdown. A Michigan State coming in here.
Yep, that'd be bad.
After Sips talked to him, and the guy just said, I have no idea. We don't even know what we have going on.
Do you have
here.
All Big Ten player?
No.
He laughed.
Yeah, so that would be a Northwestern coming here and winning would be a monumental. So there's a couple games in there that are always possible, but they would be meltdown games. Like 2 years ago, one of those games was Nebraska at Michigan State.
That was bad.
I mean, the coach had been fired. Yeah. Michigan State really just wanted to not even play.
Right.
There was, half full at best? Was it even half full?
Oh,
like there was like 30,000 people there.
It was not loud.
No, it was just, and it just, you're watching the game going, what is going on here?
Yeah. So lose this game.
There's some concerning games on there. Yeah. That would be an issue.
But I'm going back to
Locksley. Wet blanket.
I want to go back to Locksley.
Do that.
Because can you imagine Rule in that setting going up to a podium and joking about losing his locker
room? Rule lost the locker room last year.
And laughed. Damn, I got to put a desk in. I mean, it just
wouldn't go over well.
No. Don't do that. No. I guess you can do that at Maryland. Don't do it at a place like Nebraska.
No, any place at any time like that. It's easy to say. You know, we're dealing with issues at all times, and you know, with the new rules and NIL and how it works, something we got to get better at. That'd be about it.
But
if you're a booster, if you're the 1890 of Maryland, and it's like we lost the locker
room.
Don't
like that.
And joke about it.
It'd be I didn't hear the interview, so we joke about
it. Wasn't an interview. It was part of his speech.
At the podium.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not hear that live.
Yeah. That's Maryland. I mean, I guess that's what Maryland is.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's dance. Let's dance. Yeah, here we go.
If you want to avoid being hacked, reach out to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state, 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity and more.
Hiring all-stars all across the state. Talk about stuff that's real. Imagine, like I said, when you open up your computer and all of a sudden you've been jacked up, and all of a sudden someone's holding your ransom.
How about your account?
Your account trying to do that all the time.
Disconcerting.
Number of things. I read a deal the other day. I don't remember the school.
That's okay.
But there was a school here in the state that got like $1.8 million stolen from them. A school did. And when I was at an event, I was speaking at an event, and it was it was for teachers, and it was a educational group. And I'm waiting, the first speaker's up, and the person speaking was all on IT. And it was like, guys, you can't open these emails. You can't do I mean, they went through this stuff like this is how it happens. And they had, so you have to educate everybody, like, how does this happen? You know, and so they were walking through everybody of what happens, what you might open, what it could get you into, and different things. Because everybody right now, there's just thousands upon thousands trying to figure out how to dupe you out of money. That's what's going on.
That's their full-time job.
Yeah.
So you need a full-time job to combat it.
Yeah.
That's Will.
It's Will.
And Kyle.
Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Apply.
When we come back, Dr. Love is in the building. You have your
relationships.
Questions for Love. Please text us at 464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.